Now to JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher is with us. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Larry. Bit distracted with this football.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah. Bit early, isn't it, to call it yet? You know, long way to go in this game, but it was a great start for England. So we'll see what how it plays out. So tell us about the trade wars. This was a whole bunch of tariffs put on Chinese imports.
Yeah, so Larry, since the imposition of those the initial tariffs last Friday, financial markets have been trading in a bit of a bubble, really. And I think we've mentioned that they brought those tariffs and it barely raised the pulse of financial markets. But I watched Hunt for the Wilder People the other night, and I saw Ricky Baker, and he said at one stage in that movie, the whole situation just got real. And I think that's quite an apt description. He was a bit more colourful, actually, but this is a family show, so we're not going to say exactly what he said. But the situation just got real, Larry. The Trump administration released a list of products after we spoke yesterday that'll comprise a further $200 billion of imports that'll have tariffs slapped on, and this has really ratcheted up the trade tension. So as I say, this was after we spoke yesterday. The announcement came out. US index futures took a big hit. They fell over 1%. The damage when trading started on the markets this morning wasn't quite that bad. But in the last sort of 10 minutes, actually, the US markets have weakened off again. They're down almost 1% now. But I just want to put a bit of context in there. We've had four very strong days on the US markets. So the S&P, it might have been down 1%, but it actually gained about 4% over the last 4 days. But that announcement really spooked Asian share markets. So Shanghai Composite down 1.8%. The Shenzhen Composite, another bourse over there, they lost pretty much 2%. Nikkei down 1%. Overnight, European share markets are under plenty of pressure as well. Sea of red numbers there, Larry, ranging between sort of 1 and 1.5%. So also a reasonable chunky move in the currencies. The US dollar in particular gained. That's given a decent nudge higher. So we get this kind of risk on, risk off thing that happens, Larry. And so, and when that risk off happens, which is what we're seeing now, some what we call the commodity currencies get hit. That's the currencies that have sort of a lot of commodity kind of influence behind them. Think the New Zealand dollar, think the Aussie dollar. When we spoke yesterday, Kiwi against the US, trading around 0.6840, had been higher in that session. Well, take a big figure off that this morning, Larry, 0.6768, so a whole big figure coming off there. So look, you've got trade conflict escalating, you've got financial markets, they're sort of sitting up and taking notice. But the takeaway here, losses are reasonably contained. But just think of the context here, Larry. We've got Trump wandering around Europe at the same time as throwing out all of these trade tariffs, and he's sitting down and chatting to these guys, and he's linking trade to defence spending. And so, look, never a dull moment.
No, it's tactical, isn't it? Strategic. Let's stay on this. See, the problem with the tariffs, of course, is that he's taking a punt here, but the problem is, of course, it's just a tax on US consumers, you know, and in the end, they're probably going to lose jobs out of this. Is that the way you would see it?
Yeah, and it also might actually be sort of kind of counterintuitive, because as the Chinese have pointed out, a whole bunch of the companies that are producing these goods in China are actually foreign-owned. And the number they said was $20 billion of the $34 billion are actually coming out of factories that are owned by foreign companies. And I don't know quite if he's thought right through what the long-term effects would be. This is simply more of a sort of let's just stand up and you take notice of me and I hope they blink.
All right. Running out of time. Give us the numbers, if you will, Andrew.
Sure, Will. Now, 24,691 on the Dow Jones. That's down 227.91%. S&P 500, 2775, down 18, about 0.6%. The NASDAQ, 7714. So a bit of loss there on the US markets. FTSE 100, 7591, down 100, 1.3%. Nikkei, 21932, also lost 1%. Shanghai Composite, as I said, 1.8% down. 2777. ASX 200 yesterday, 6215, down 42. We lost 21 yesterday. The NZX 50 closing at 9001, quarter of a percent. Now on the currencies, Kiwi 0.6762 against the US, 0.9169 against the Aussie, 0.5788 against the Euro, 0.5118 against the pound, 75.71 yen. Gold trading at $1,243. Brent crude, $74.77. Larry, I grew up in Manchester. Go the Poms.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. See you tomorrow. It might be good news. Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth. News Talk ZB. It's now 6:22.